So this show talks constantly about cybersecurity, and there's been a massive influx of investor dollars and companies within this ecosystem. One would think the space is saturated. So when Guards showed up at IT Nation Connect 2023 as a new entrant just out of stealth, I wanted to know more. What do they do, and what's the reason to enter now? CEO Dor Eisner joins me on this episode of The Business of Tech. There's so much data out there, emails and files, and sometimes it's just in the wrong place. Move data like a pro with MoveBot, data moving built for scale. Move terabytes to petabytes lightning fast, even between storage platforms, with complete transparency through comprehensive scanning, reporting, and error handling. MoveBot is super easy and works around platform quirks with automatic file sanitization, doc type conversion, moving permissions, and more. With support for over 30 different platforms, including mailboxes, you can move any kind of data anywhere. Want to try it? Get 250 gigabytes free to try MoveBot with no credit card, demos, or calls required by visiting movebot.io. Move data like a pro with MoveBot.
Dave Sobel here with another bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I'm talking with Dor Eisner, who is the CEO of Guards, a new company that's just come out of stealth, their first IT conference focused on MSPs. Dor, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
You can look here or Dave.
Sounds good.
All righty. All good. Dave Sobel here with another bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Talking today with Dor Eisner, who's the CEO of Guards, a new company that's just come out of stealth, making their first appearance at an MSP trade show here at IT Nation. Dor, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about what Guards is and what you're up to.
Yeah, so we started the journey of Guards about 2 years ago with a mission and a vision to democratize cybersecurity for small businesses and empower MSPs to deliver the holistic protection for their clients. We saw that the market of cybersecurity is highly fragmented, especially for the MSPs, once from the other end, they don't have the knowledge, the expertise, and the budget to get everything together and to monitor all the different solutions. So we decided to build a platform that is actually tailored for MSPs to secure their clients holistically by providing an automated detection and response.
So tell me a little bit more. Because obviously there's a lot of tools and solutions in here, but what does that mean practically for an MSP implementer?
Okay, so practically there are a few attack vectors that are the most common threats coming from those attack vectors. So it's the email, the users, the devices, the data, and everything connected together into a unified backbone. Because we have everything together, backbone unified, we are able to detect and respond to threats targeting the user. So it can be like a phishing email or a malware on the device or a data permissions or, you know, like multi-factor authentication on the Microsoft 365, forwarding rules, a lot of things that are all silos in different solutions, but with the Guards platform, they all connected together. So we are able to show the MSP, this is the user that is more risky than the other users that you are managing. And therefore, you should first see what is the issue of this user and make sure that this user is safe in order to make the security posture of your clients better.
So have you built all of those individual components?
That's a great question.
There's a lot here.
That's a great question. So we are leveraging a lot of the industry standard technologies. So for example, we didn't develop the devices from scratch. We took Defender, Microsoft Defender, that has amazing detections, and we have built on top of it the detection and response on top of the Defender. Same goes for the email. You know, there are crazy solutions for the emails for the enterprise. So we took some OEMs, some engines, we baked it into our backbone. So open source AI. So when an email, for example, the use case of email, when an email coming through the organization, to the business, we are scanning in four different engines. So it's AI, open AI, it's few different antiviruses and few open sources that allow us to detect better than you have like a silo email protection or anti-filtering solution. So that's the idea behind Guards. And the whole concept of connecting the dots, that's what makes Guards very unique, because you don't need to, you know, to deploy different technologies. You just need to onboard one client to the Guards platform. And from that point in time, the user get the security risk and the security posture of the business accordingly.
So when people describe to me the idea of like a platform that does all of this, this rhymes with the RMM platforms. ConnectWise, of course, is calling theirs now Unified Monitoring and Management. Yeah. Is it complementary to the RMMs, UMMs?
It's definitely complementary.
How do they work together?
Yeah, it's definitely complementary. You know, we are integrating with the ConnectWise, you know, Autotask, when you ConnectWise Manage, you know, we are the Switzerland of, you know, the RMMs. We have integration with all of them. But in terms of the security posture of the business, we are very unique in our approach by connecting the dots and creating an automated detection and response rules across the different users, different businesses of the MSP. And by enabling the MSP to onboard the client in the click of a button with an integration fully integrated to the Microsoft 365 or the Google Workspace, we are able first to see all of the users, to connect all of the digital assets of the business, like the domains, the subdomains, the IP addresses, and start to monitor them and analyze what is the risk coming from the different attack vector.
Now, I want to ask, because you brought it up, and I was going to go there anyway. So you've done some integration with OpenAI. Talk to me about what you're doing with AI in the platform.
That's amazing. You know, like, we are building the platform. I feel very lucky to build the platform in the age of AI, because, you know, there are traditional vendors that, you know, that it will take them, you know, few years to get the power of AI into the platform. And we are just developing the platform, so we can leverage a lot of AI. So I can give you, for example, a small use case like phishing simulation. You know, phishing simulation, you know, traditionally, you need to do it a lot of different templates. But now with the power of AI in the Guards platform, you can say, hey, this customer is from, you know, accounting industry, and I want to run a compliance simulation. Everything you can just pick up, and the AI will generate a tailored automated phishing simulation campaign on this specific client. And it's much more relevant than any other template in the world. So this is just the one use case, you know, like, for example, scanning the email, you know, scanning the content of the email, AI can easily detect if it's a fraud email or not. So these are a few use cases that we are leveraging, but in general, a lot of the detections in the platform are basically AI driven, because AI driven and also multi-layered approach. So let's talk about phishing, for example, very common use case. But if you are just scanning the email, that's not good enough. You need to also understand what is the external exposure of the email, like spoofing, DMARC, SPF. If the records are missing, you will probably hit by ransom or by phishing and you won't know about it, even if you have the best email protection platform. So that's the reason that we built a multi-layer protection. And in the end of the day, it's also about the awareness of the users. So once we detect that there is phishing email, we block the email, we put it on quarantine, we make sure that the exposure of the business is okay, and also triggering an awareness campaign for this specific user in an automated fashion.
Now, I've been asking all the vendors that I talk to about this, because one of the things that I think is important for us to understand is what your framework is for responsible AI. What have you been thinking about and implementing to put the proper guardrails on AI to make sure that it doesn't, you know, do things we don't want?
Yeah, you need to control the AI in the end of the day. It's like, the AI is a powerful tool. It's a powerful infrastructure. But if you control it in the right way, you can get the best out of it. So we are controlling it in the backend to make sure that we are doing the right validation, checking the right data, and making sure that this is the right protection for the customer. So
tell me more about the framework you've put together to implement that.
Wow, it's a lot of our secrets also. You know, it's like very deep into the backbone of, you know, how we are leveraging the AI in terms of scanning. But I just gave you the one use case that the simulations or the email protections that AI can do much better than any other tool in the world today.
So you have the advantage of being a newer entrant into this space. So that gives you a very fresh perspective. Where do you think the IT services and MSP market is going? Like, where do you think this trend is headed towards?
You know, cybersecurity became a mandatory thing in the value proposition of an MSP. And we believe that it's just going to scale and it's going to affect everything related to the small business, from insurance, regulation, compliance, everything. everything is about cybersecurity right now. All the crime in the world, we all know that is transition to cybersecurity. And we believe that we are just getting started in terms of the SMB, SME market. And the MSPs, they need to transition to become security shops in order to get their business growing and to make sure that they are staying on the curve.
You brought up insurance. Is that a component of what you're thinking about? Does it plug in? How does insurance fit into this?
It's a great question. So insurance is definitely, we are seeing, you know, the demand for insurance in the early days of the journey of the company. And we decided to partner with few carriers to streamline the insurance from the one end. But from the second end, we are also collecting the claims data from the carriers in order to improve our detection and response capabilities. So a lot of the things that we are putting into the platform in terms of the security controls coming from the claims data from the carriers, and that's, for me, protecting what matters in the end of the day. So that's how we see the, you know, the journey, the trajectory of cybersecurity and cyber insurance. It's the same like having a car without a car insurance. Same goes for cybersecurity and cyber insurance.
Are you focused on any particular certifications or standards like a CMMC?
No, we are not running on the compliance industry because this is a different industry.
Okay.
We are focusing on the security side of the business and the insurance side of the cyber liability insurance.
So is that a software plus insurance play?
It's a software plus insurance play, but okay. We are not the carriers.
Okay.
So we are making sure that we streamline the quote. We are making sure that if there is a claim, we are helping the client to get the claim down. But and the partnership with the carriers helping us to develop better security platform, better coverage for the clients.
Gotcha. Okay. So as you think about the next sort of 12 months, where do you see the landscape change, cybersecurity landscape changing?
So it's going to be much more, you know, commoditized. It's going, you know, prices will go down. Holistic platform will come, you know, as the up and coming, you know, platforms. And that's why we are doubling down on the platform approach. That's why we are doubling down on the insurance coverage, because we believe that most of the small businesses will need to go with cyber insurance by law. And that will drive more security offering by the MSPs. And we believe that the MSP cybersecurity landscape is going to boom in the next 12 to 24 months.
So I want to throw out a premise and I'd like you to react to it. Tell me if I'm wrong or off base or if you think it makes a lot of sense. One of the things that I get frustrated with in the cybersecurity realm is I feel like we're oftentimes trying to bolt solutions on to unsecure technologies versus investing in fixing the tech. And I always throw out a very simple example of we could, if we chose to, rework SMTP.
Yeah.
And we could actually build identity into it. And that would solve a great deal of problems around phishing. What's your take on that premise?
You know, the world transitioned to cloud many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And the cloud is the future of the world. And, you know, users, you can't really control where the users are working from home. You need to enable business first and then put on top cybersecurity. It's not like you can block businesses from doing their own thing and by creating, you know, like a tough security rules on the business. So as an MSP, first you need to enable the business, but you need to protect the business. And the most important thing, you need to show the value you bring to the game. And for us, it's the vision to empower MSPs to do better security offering for the clients, but also showing the value over time to make sure that the business is going smooth.
Gotcha. So as a newcomer, what's the most interesting thing you've learned about MSPs and IT service companies since entering the market?
Well, it's a good question. So I think like we learned a lot about the business model. Like we changed the business model to support MSPs like pay per month, no commitment, getting it clear, simple, no quick onboarding. In the beginning, we started to do like a sales process, but we removed the sales processes. Now it's a self-serve platform. So any MSP in the world can go to the platform, can onboard himself, can get a free trial without talking to sales, can put his credit card and can start to work with the platform. So we try to, you know, to create a frictionless onboarding, frictionless subscription motion in order to simplify cybersecurity offering for the MSP.
Well, Joe, this has been fascinating. I really appreciate you joining me and telling me all about Guard. So
thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
The Business of Tech is written by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. This episode was edited and produced by Picture This Video. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow and subscribe. It's the free and easy way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening today, and I will talk to you again on the next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.